AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment. Your time to shine. Your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's Thursday, July 7th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. There are now enough doses of vaccine available globally to vaccinate all adults and children, but the demand has dropped so much that governments, vaccination sites, and even the drug makers themselves are having to dispose of millions of doses. One of the main problems is that the vaccines are packaged in multi-dose vials, and once they're opened, the rest must be discarded if not used in 12 hours. Peter Loftus, pharma reporter at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for how the supply of vaccines has now outstripped the demand. Thanks for joining us, Peter.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with these COVID vaccines right now. Unfortunately, not some very good news right now. One good thing is, right, we have enough vaccines now to pretty much vaccinate anybody in the world globally, whether it's adults or children, whatever it could be. But the demand for this has dropped so much right now. The result of that is that we're seeing millions of doses of vaccine being thrown away, whether it be by governments or clinics and physicians and all that. It's never good to see this stuff go to waste, but everything has changed really in the pandemic. So, Peter, what are we seeing with this?
Yeah, it's an interesting moment in the pandemic because it is a time when the supply of doses is outstripping demand. I think we can all remember in the U.S. at least a year ago or a little more than a year ago in the early part of 2021, that it was the opposite, that doses were scarce and people were having a tough time finding appointments, that sort of thing. So what has happened is that, a certain percentage of the world has gotten the vaccine, have gotten two doses, a smaller percentage, I think, have gotten boosters. And certainly in the U.S. and other wealthier countries, we're kind of long past the point where there's any issue with supply, that the people who want them can get them. In lower income countries, they did get access later to the vaccines. And there's some evidence that that sort of delay kind of hindered their ability to really get vaccination campaigns off the ground. And then by the time they finally did get more supply or access to more supply, demand had kind of faded. And there's also some logistical issues in lower income countries. So right now, we're at a point where there is a surplus when it comes to the available doses. And because these vaccines have shelf lives, expiration dates, and certain temperature requirements, some of them are going unused and they have to be thrown out.
Right, exactly. So far, the U.S. has wasted about 90 million COVID-19 doses. Obviously, and you mentioned to a lot of that stuff, right? There's a lot of stuff that's going on. There's a lot of people that have already had the vaccine. There's a lot of people that refuse to get it. And then there's a whole host of other people that have gotten COVID-19 already. So they at least have some type of natural immunity and antibodies coming along on that front. But what people say, is driving a lot of the wastage is the way that the vaccines have been packaged so far in these multi-use vials, anywhere ranging from 5 to 20 doses in a vial. And, once you open it, that's one of the things that when the vaccines were coming along, right, the storage issues and all that. Once you open it, you only get about 12 hours before the remaining doses have to be discarded as well.
That's a factor that is compounded by the lower demand. So, earlier this year when there was higher demand, you could have a situation where a clinic has a vial that has 10 doses in it and maybe 7 people come in. And so they only end up throwing away three at the end of the day. Now you see more of a trickle of people. And so it's possible that your opening vials and a bigger percentage have to be thrown out because they, once you open them, you have to use them within about 12 hours or so. And so that has sort of compounded the wastage rate. And another thing I'll say about that real quick is that some of the public health officials and the people that run the immunization campaigns, you know, they're aware that there is this wastage issue, but they want vaccination sites, including pediatrician offices, now that young children are eligible, to really not worry so much about the wastage. It's not ideal, but they would rather see just a few doses used from a vial than none at all. And so, because I guess they are running into some issues where some offices are hesitant to even order a supply because they're just not sure they could get through all the doses.
Better to have the availability than somebody go without getting vaccinated at that point. And, you know, so what's happening now as a result of this? Pfizer, they're taking steps to develop single dose vials, possibly. No word from Moderna just yet on that, but that's one thing. And then they're also hoping that demand could maybe tick back up as we start gearing up for a fall booster campaign. And these fall boosters, they're saying, you know, are going to be tailored more to these Omicron subvariants, which have really taken hold right now.
The surplus that is the case now is with the original vaccine. And, you know, we'll see whether that kind of balances out for the rest of the summer. And then there is a plan, at least in the U.S., to do a fall booster drive that federal officials are putting together with the vaccine makers. And yes, the idea is that they would modify the vaccine so that it would target the same original strain of the virus that the original vaccines did, but also have a component that better targets these subvariants of Omicron. And so that will sort of, you know, introduce a new dynamic in the supply and demand issue, because I think it remains to be seen what the demand is going to be for those modified vaccines in the fall.
Well, hopefully we can do something different with the packaging and make these more smaller dose vials, and maybe that could help with some of that wastage, but we'll see as that develops. Peter Loftus, pharma reporter for the Wall Street Journal and author of a book about Moderna called The Messenger, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out in the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.